disproportionate amount of fine coal being delivered. And all I can attribute to that to is to ongoing corruption, where Eskom's paying top dollar for very poor-sized fine coal, and that's what's exacerbating the handling problem of the coal when there's wet weather.
Large parts of the Pretoria Central District and western parts of the city are without power due to a fire at the Quagga substation. Affected areas include Roslyn, Attridgeville, Soshanguve, Laudium, Sunnyside, Parktown, Mayville, Vonderboom, Sinoville, Bonaccord and Mogaliesgraaf and Pretoria North. The city of Tshwane says it's experiencing problems with its telephone lines as a result of the outage. It's urged residents to email them to report any outages. Pretoria Emergency Services and the South African Police Services are out in full force to assist residents affected by floods. Numerous trapped people had to be rescued yesterday, including 150 people from a church in Mamelodi, east of the city. Arrangements for a community centre to house affected people have been made. Members of the public who would like to contribute relief material to flood victims can do so at the Nalmapius Library and the Centurion Fire Station. The Water and Sanitation Department says the current rainfall has had no impact on dam levels and some continue to decline. The department says if the rainfall persists for longer, we could start seeing an improvement in dam levels. Here's the department's Sputnik Ratao.
The Vaal Dam, for instance, has continued to decline over the last 2 days. It is now standing at about 39%, whereas last week at this time it was at about 42%. We are expecting some rains in the catchments around Mpumalanga and so on. Now around the MLO areas and so on, we believe that that will be able to assist us, but it will not be immediate because the waters will take a couple of days to be able to come into the system.
And finally, Apple's TV news drama The Morning Show has scored 3 Golden Globe nominations, putting the iPhone maker in the running for its first major Hollywood awards as a new player in the crowded streaming entertainment market. Digital video pioneer Netflix dominated the field, landing 17 nominations in TV categories, plus 17 more for movies, including leading contenders Marriage Story and The Irishman. The Golden Globe winners, determined by the Hollywood Foreign Press Association, will be announced at a red carpet ceremony in Beverly Hills, California, on the 5th of January. Another look now at your top story at 9. Energy experts say one of the reasons for load shedding is possibly due to Eskom deviating from regulations pertaining to the purchase of fine coal. I'll have more for you at the top of the hour. For 5 News, I'm Erin Fox, and welcome to Hammond Time.
3, 2, 1. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd love to welcome you all to the craziest bloody show on the planet. Nick Hammond.
The one.
Hammond Time.
And the only.
Hammond
Time. Your host.
The juiciest stories with the crispiest crunch. Give it up for my man Nick Gammon. Back a bunch like a World War cannon. Weekdays from 9 to 12. Turn up the speakers, enjoy yourself. Cause he's got a joke that'll make you joke. And the best content from around the globe. Pass the marks, it's ridiculous. It's amazing.
Just in time for
Hammond Time.
Just in time for Hammond Time. Just in time for Hammond Time.
Just in time for Hammond.